The topic of today's early morning prayer sermon is grace. Romans 3:23-24 says the following: "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus." So, you know, I really enjoy my house church leading it, and I tell the people within our house church this constantly, but I think one of the aspects that I really enjoy about it is really just the free-flowing discussion that we have. And you know, quite frankly, we have a lot of intelligent people in our church, and you know, particularly within our house church as well. So you know, we just come out with some amazing discussions. And you know, recently we had a discussion within house church one name. And without naming any names, you know, one person was kind of explaining his views on grace. And he mentioned that, you know, this is just a little bit of a paraphrase, but he says that, you know, Christ lived a perfect righteous life, even to the point of death on the cross. You know, and we are all under grace because of his righteousness, which is imputed and given to us. And, you know, a lot of people have this misunderstanding about this covenant in which they're living under. And because there's a lot of confusion with this, they feel that they get condemned because they have not lived up to this perfect standard the law requires, right? And seriously, he really talks like this. So it's not, you know, he's very theologically sound. And he argued also that the law is something that exists in order to see where some of our shortfalls are. He said, grace filled that gap. Romans 3:20 actually says, "For no human being will be justified in his sight by works of the Lord." And he essentially said that we're all sinners. The person in our house group said, we're all sinners at the end of the day, and we're living by the gift of grace. And this is promised by God. And then on the flip side, a lady in my house church said, well, you know, listen to that and go, well, no, I disagree with that, you know. And we were all kind of waiting to hear what she had to say. And she said, well, you know, I think as believers, we're all dead to sin. And we're alive to God in Christ Jesus. You know, we're not under sin, but renewed in mind and spirit. And she made a good point, and she kind of referenced Romans 5:1-2, saying that, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and through whom also have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. And so she was made the point that we should always have this mindset of being transformed and being we're really transformed under this grace and continue to be living under as believers, really just dead to sin, you know. And you know, I was watching them, both of them, like talk to one another, and you know, everybody in the house for church was very quiet and just listening to see what was going to go on next and see how heated it was going to get. And then we're watching, and I was looking at them. And both of them had really good arguments. Actually, both of them were right in one way. No one was wrong. But it dawned on me, they're talking about grace. And the irony of the whole thing was like, huh, how much grace are they giving each other here, you know? So, but in any case, moving on, I thought, you know, it was a very good kind of lead in to what I had to talk about. And I just want to talk a little bit about grace in a sense that, you know, we ourselves don't deserve grace. I mean, that's the understanding. We are actually, grace is a blessing to us, and it's, we are righteous by faith, you know, faith alone. You know, we are not getting our own righteousness you know, from what we deserve. We are getting what Jesus's righteousness deserves. It's nothing that we've done. We've done nothing right, but Jesus has done everything right on our behalf. And so this in itself is grace, God's undeserved and unmerited favor in our lives. So Romans 4:2-5 says the following: "For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? And Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works his wage is not reckoned as a favor, but as what is due. But to one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies ungodly, his faith is reckoned as righteousness." So the key to this passage is found in verse 5. And he says, God justifies the ungodly. God wants to use our faith to believe that even though we failed, he is a God that justifies the ungodly and makes them righteous. And this in itself is grace. There was a famous Lutheran pastor by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was martyred during World War II, and he wrote a book called The Cost of Discipleship. And he talks a lot in the beginning about this concept of grace, and specifically he talks about cheap grace, right? And what he says is the following, is that grace is, this cheap grace is bestowed upon us. Cheap grace is without repentance, without discipleship, grace without the cross, grace without Jesus Christ, living and incarnate. On the flip side, he talks about costly grace. And costly grace, on the other hand, is treasure hidden within the field for the sake of it. The man will gladly go and sell all that he has. So this is costly grace, and it must be sought after again and again. And this is what we should be seeking after. This is the gift that we should be seeking after, the door in which we need to knock on. And he says that grace is costly because it calls us to follow, and it's grace because it calls us to follow Jesus Christ. So in that sense, you know, when we walk our walk with God, it's this attitude of grace that is very costly that we should be aspiring to, and we should really have that in our mindset as we continue to walk the path. So, you know, as we focus and confess, you know, our righteousness in Christ, we'll see blessings come after us. You know, if you keep on confessing by faith that you are righteous of God, you're honoring what Jesus did to make you righteous. And God will make good on his promise in your life. Grace is not about finishing last or first. It's not about counting. It's a gift from God. And it's not something that we toil after or earn. Or, you know, it really is just something, a gift that's given to us in God's response for us. So, you know, and with that in mind, there are two ways in which we see a response from this grace and a response in general when we sin, for example. There's one hand, condemnation. So condemnation equates, you know, effectively a bad person to a person. You know, condemnation is actually evil. And it's from, you know, the evil one. So on the contrast, there's a different response that occurs, which is a healthy glow of conviction. You know, and this conviction from God, what it is that the way you should kind of respond is you know, essentially you think you're just way too good for this. You're way too awesome to be acting like this. And so this conviction releases grace and fills you with hope, and this also causes you to repent as well, you know, and that's true conviction, and that's when grace starts to flow in your life. So that's the practical aspect. There's nothing that you can ever do, okay? I think, you know, something that, you know, we as a church need to really recognize and understand, there's nothing that we as human beings could ever do to keep you from God's love and his forgiveness. There's no life in the dark, no sin so shocking, no attitude so bad, no relationship so appalling, no pit so deep, no sickness so dreadful that it cannot be redeemed by God. So God specializes in the impossible, and it's time for us to really dream again in that aspect. So one of the things, you know, when I pray over SP and the body and the church, one of the things I kind of get the sense also is that I just get the sense that I'm not sure if everybody at SP or even within our congregation fully understands this really powerful gift that God's given us, His grace, you know. And, you know, what I'd like to do this morning is just really, why don't we do this? Close our eyes, you know, for a moment. And kind of focus and meditate on, are there things that we haven't forgiven ourselves of? You know, things in the past, things, you know, that you think could be holding you back. For example, are there past sins in our heart that we just can't let go of? Are there hurts, anxieties that continue to just pull at us? So I want you to do this exercise. Just continue to meditate on those things. Draw up the picture of that. And then on the flip side, try to picture God's grace. I don't know how you would imagine it, but picture it. And picture it for a moment. Give you a moment there. And just double that grace, right? Picture that grace, double it, okay? Then multiply that grace by 5. Multiply that grace by another 100. Multiply that by 1 million. Then 1 billion. Then 1 trillion. From that perspective, can you see, can you get the sense and the scale of God's grace in our lives? It is absolutely infinite, you know? And as we have an understanding and embracing of God's grace in our lives, we get this incredible sense of gratitude. And we have this, you know, really sincere desire to really serve God and expand God's kingdom. And furthermore, what happens is that we experience a freedom that we've never really experienced before. And so, you know, why don't we take this time? I just quickly pray, you know, dear Father, we just really fully embrace your mercy, love, and grace in our lives. I ask that we recognize that you want to touch and heal those places, that you have fully forgiven us of our past sins, hurts, and desires. I pray we lift up and bind those sins that are weighing down on us, that we can live in the freedom that you desire. I ask that all our members are filled with the Holy Spirit and live out the God-given desires of their heart. We thank you in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. He'll be forever mine. He'll be forever mine. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace, unending love, amazing grace, unending love, amazing grace.
So let's just reflect and take this time to focus on our missions in Mexico. Frank and Fabi are out there, as well as Ambassador's Beauty. Just pray for Nagoya, Kenny Ye, and Thailand, Rachel Warwick, and North Korea, the persecuted church in Chris Kim. So let's just take some time reflecting on this. Let's lift up the SP Ministries, Noah's Ark, and SP Youth during this time. Just pray a covering over the kids. Lift up the house churches today. Kennedy, PP, and Conduit are meeting. Let's just lift and pray that they have a blessed time there. And then finally, let's just lift up our the SP Move. We're working on a number of things like the financing and some of the kind of logistics of that. So let's just lift all that up to the Lord right now. Thank you. So, dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day you've given us, O Lord. We just really take that message and let us embrace the message of grace, O Lord. We lift up these prayers up to you, the mission focus, the SP ministries, Thursday house churches, as well as our move. We just pray that everything's in your hand and that you will have everything just come into fruition as you desire, O Lord. We just thank you for all that you've done in our lives, O Lord. Just continue to be with us as we progress throughout the day and throughout the week. Just keep everybody here safe from harm and just continue to give them the peace that they desire. We just thank you for all that you've done. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.